Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24 with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have been ramming a minibus, but an Interior Ministry spokesman said it's not clear whether the bus or its occupants were the target. Taliban claim responsibility. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of the two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. Incident comes at the time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
UN Security Council set to meet today in emergency session to discuss the violence. Leaders of two Libyan factions are to meet in Paris this week for talks aimed at stabilizing the country. The talks involve the prime minister of the UN-backed National Unity Government, Fayez al-Sarraj, and the head of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar. They've pledged their loyalty to an Eastern administration. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti leaders to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Riyadh, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists, Qatar denying the allegation, Erdogan meeting Qatar's leader today. Middle East Institute scholar, former U.S. Ambassador to UAE David Mack tells VOA, Turkey has a vested interest in all of this.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this, and for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
Britain, France, Germany, and the United States also are attempting to help ease the tensions between Qatar and its neighbors. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they have found eight people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A ninth victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including two school-aged children, along with 20 survivors in critical condition in hospital. There's no word on the nationality of the immigrants aboard that truck. VOA asked Nell Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled. And for legal purposes and for charges to be brought against anybody, in order for it to be human trafficking, you've got to be able to prove force, fraud, or coercion. And you can't do that in this case.
San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely no one would have survived another night in that trailer after a day in which the temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. Venezuela's opposition has announced a two-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for new Congress. Protesters on the streets of the capital are chanting slogans denouncing the plan to rewrite the Constitution. Violence during 4 months of anti-government unrest has left more than 100 people dead, injured thousands, left hundreds in jail, and further damaged the economy in its fourth year of decline. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.